wary of past brutal and sometimes deadly crackdowns on public demonstrations, people decided to stay home rather than risk being outside where only essential services are allowed. Leopold Munende is a journalist who has been covering today's events for a local online publication.
The situation is a bit tense in Harare CBD. There is heavy presence of police officers. As we got into town, we passed three checkpoints. There are very few people, mainly just guards and police officers themselves. There is no business at all.
The few people who were out on foot or in vehicles were often stopped to check if they had the proper papers to show that they were essential services. By mid-morning, a few arrests had been recorded, including renowned author Tsitsidanga Rembwa and Fadzai Mahere, the spokesperson of the main opposition party, MDC Alliance. Last night, police raided the home of Nduduzi Matutu, an editor of the online publication ZimLife, with a warrant to search for anything to link him to allegations of inciting public violence. Promise Mkwananzi is with a pressure group called Tajamuka that was among the organizers of the planned protests. He has been in hiding and is among the list of those wanted by police.
Already, as you can see, the country is in total shutdown. That's what we expect, to send a message to the authorities that we are not going to accept any longer the state of corruption in our country. So a lot is going to happen. We have said that these are fluid protests. They are going to take any form in order to disable the brutality and the repression of the regime in place.
In Harare's high-density residential areas, residents used a cat-and-mouse strategy with police and the military. Lamek Joe is a resident of Warren Park, some 10 kilometers from the central business district.
From the morning, things have been calm, and traffic along the road has been very low. Sacrifice came in the morning, and people ran. Things are standing right now. It's not like normal. It's a little bit low than any other normal day.
In most parts of the country, business also was at a standstill. In the build-up today, yesterday, police instructed businesses to shut down their operations. Humanitarian groups reported alleged assaults on citizens by the army or police. The situation unfolds in Zimbabwe after a series of recent human rights violations. A commission led by former South African President Kgalema Motlanthe to look into shootings by the army 2 years ago suggested that the army should stay in their barracks. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zwinawashe from Harare.